A broken natural gas well in Los Angeles has been pouring methane into the air there for nearly 3 months now. It's estimated the Aliso Canyon leak has pumped 4.6 billion cubic feet of the potent greenhouse gas into the atmosphere. That's about as much as a million cars emit in a year's time. And now the spewing gas is sparking calls for a new watchdog system for methane. Ingrid Lobet of the investigative nonprofit iNewsSource reports.
The out-of-control well has prompted more than 2,800 families to evacuate their homes. Two elementary schools have temporarily shut down. Their students moved elsewhere. Some residents are calling for Southern California Gas to close down its biggest gas storage field.
Shut it down! Shut it down! Shut it down!
And now the gas escape is causing policy changes. By order of California Governor Jerry Brown, state regulators released emergency rules for gas storage fields. They would require inspections with infrared cameras that can see the invisible gas and testing of safety shutoff valves. Problem is, safety shutoffs are often not required on these kinds of wells, says Annalisa Anderle, an engineer who worked in oil and gas for 40 years.
The only ones that are required on land are critical wells that are close to airports, residential areas, or streams.
But that, she predicts, is going to change. Many more wells will now have to have safety shutoffs, just like your gas line. State legislators have proposed a new law requiring testing the actual condition of old steel well pipe or casing.
The tests that are being done now are very superficial.
Some experts believe the changes need to go well beyond California.
Every state oil and gas regulator where there's a storage facility should be taking a careful look at their programs.
That's Mark Brownstein with Environmental Defense Fund, which has sponsored numerous investigations of methane leaks in the country's oil and gas industry. The gas hissing out of wells, pipelines, compressors, everything from the well to your local pipe. What they've found is not reassuring. In one study, Professor Anthony Marchese of Colorado State University looked at 130 facilities where natural gas is gathered and processed. About one out of five was leaking. A lot.
Those are what we call super-emitting facilities. And, you know, you might have 99% of the particular systems performing properly, and they have very low leak rates, but the 100th system that you look at is leaking at 10,000 times the normal rate.
The broken California well is currently leaking 21 times faster than the worst super emitter in Marchese's research. Residents, activists, and California's two senators are urging the federal government to get involved. For example, it could broaden a Colorado law that requires more testing and more leak fixing of natural gas facilities. Again, Mark Brownstein.
We think that needs to happen.
The American Gas Association's Chris McGill says the massive escape from the blown gas storage well is a highly unusual event. Other super-emitting leaks at facilities are addressed promptly.
The idea that there are these super-emitters is true. And where they occur, they need to be eliminated. The industry does that. A backhoe runs over a pipeline, you know. But those are the things that are fixed generally very quickly because they're a public safety hazard. The overall system doesn't leak like a sieve.
For the moment, all eyes are on the one leak in a canyon in Southern California, where company estimates are the flow won't be stopped before late February. For Here and Now, I'm Ingrid Lobet.
And Ingrid's story comes to us from Inside Energy and iNewsSource.